This is 76ers Rewind. Time now to listen back to post-game reaction from the team's most recent game.
Tom McGinnis back here at Staples Center in Los Angeles. The Sixers a winner tonight. The final 121-105 over the Los Angeles Lakers. The Sixers jumped out to a huge 19-point lead. At one point, they led by 24 in the first half. But the Lakers used a 15-0 run. It was 48-24, 15 consecutive points by the Lakers, and their bench did a large amount of the scoring and shifting of the momentum, including Villanova standout Josh Hart in his second year here with the Lakers. And then they made it 48-39, and the Sixers ended up leading at the half by 11, 64-53. I'll tell you what, let's get to the highlights. As the Sixers jumped out to an early lead, Ben Simmons was flying around the gym here at Staples. Sixers led 16-4 as Ben with a dunk on this play. Rondo on the run. Rondo in the lane. Rondo blocked by Embiid. And Wilson Chandler ahead to Ben. And now Ben Simmons on the left-hand throwdown. The Sixers defense propels another run out. And Ben Simmons already with 8 points in the game. So the Sixers led 16-4. He was really good in the opening quarter with 11 points. So was Jimmy Butler. He had 9 in the first frame. Butler, all told, went 7 of 9, finished with 20 points, 6 assists, 5 rebounds, and 5 steals. He averages 2 per game. He's among the top guys in the league in steals. Here's Jimmy Butler on offense with an alley-oop dunk. Sixers in blue crossing midcourt with T.J. McConnell. Lobs it to Jimmy, and Butler with an alley-oop jam. T.J. McConnell from midcourt, and Jimmy Butler with a throwdown. T.J. McConnell had 5 assists in the first quarter. The Sixers got some timely 3-point shooting by Wilson Chandler in the first half. It led to 15 made threes by the Sixers in the game. Chandler finished with 9. Mike Muscala had some big threes as well. He, too, made 3 threes in the game. L.A. made that run, as I mentioned, but the Sixers still led at the half 64-53. We go to the third quarter as the 76ers with Joel Embiid getting the basket to put the Sixers up by 15. Here's Joel Embiid for 3, and it's good. JoJo knocks down his second 3. He's got 23. Wide open off the sideline out of bounds. Embiid steps right to the line and knocks it in. Embiid would end up with 28 points, 11 rebounds, 6 assists, a block. He had a scary play in the second half. He was on the receiving end of an alley-oop play by Ben Simmons. He missed the alley-oop dunk and then landed awkwardly as his knees kind of buckled underneath him. Of course, he's been playing with lower back tightness, and it appeared to flare up on him. Sixers called timeout. He went into the back by the Sixers locker room here at Staples Center, got stretched out, and then the Lakers scrunched the lead back to 9. So he had actually come back in the game, had a short stint there, but the Sixers were able to put the LA Lakers away in part with Mike Muscala getting back into the act in the second half. Now Butler with it. J.J. curls, catches, top of the arc, fakes a 3, now passes down to Mike, and Muscala with a jam. What a play by J.J. Redick. They ran out at him. He jumped, and while in midair, this is not advisable, but he finds Muscala down low, and Muscala now with 10. J.J. Redick had 2 assists. Muscala finished with 17 points, 7 rebounds in 24 minutes, and then Redick was able to seal the deal late for the Sixers. J.J. Redick in double figures once again for Philadelphia, and he has reached double figures now dating back to last March in 58 consecutive games, and this basket was able to put the game out of reach. J.J. Redick to Embiid, 5 to shoot, Joel back to J.J., dribbling, shooting, 3 ball in the air, it's good, and the Sixers will shoot down the Lakers. J.J. Redick with his 4th try, Embiid with the assist, and the Sixers lead by 13 with a minute 49 to go. And I added D for dagger, and that was the margin as the Sixers end up winning 121-105. So now they're 1-1 on this road trip, and they'll head to Oakland to take on the Warriors. Golden State has won 11 consecutive games. Great matchup. We'll be on there at 10:30 from Oracle Arena in Oakland, California. But the Sixers with a nice victory here over the Lakers, 121-105, the final score. The Sixers now 15 games over 500 with the victory as they defeat the Lakers with that final, once again, 121-105, 33-18 overall. That'll do it from Staples Center. The Sixers with the victory. We'll talk to you from Oakland, California, on Thursday night. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to 76ers Rewind. Be sure not to miss new episodes the day after each game this season, all year long.